Adam knows I do this all the time.
I do.
And here we are. It's another waste of a podcast with our snazzy new theme.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm Dave, and over there in St. Louis is...
Adam.
And we have a special guest host with us tonight. She comes to us all the way from Chicago. She is she's one of my favorite improv artists from one of my favorite groups. She's one of my two favorite people from that group. And she's also my favorite audience.
Isn't there only two people in that group?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Yes. Sorry to take away that compliment.
Well, and she's also my favorite audience member. We have Liz with us. Liz is here today.
Hey!
How are you this evening, Liz?
Well, actually, right now I'm doing this podcast instead of potentially getting makeouts at an open mic for poets.
Oh, open mic for poets?
Yeah.
Did you just say getting makeouts?
Yes.
Like you could be getting made out with right now?
Potentially.
What the hell are you talking to us assholes for?
I may have to agree with that one.
Right, Dave?
I may have to agree with that one.
Well,
and Dave would never call us assholes, but I will call us assholes because really, because everybody listening to us now is like, they have a girl that talks to them?
Aren't we lucky?
I know.
Liz used to live in New York City.
New York City?
How was that?
Oh, that was so lame. Sorry.
It was expected. I set you up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been to New York City, so I'm terrified at just the thought of it.
It's a great place to visit and then leave.
Which is what you did.
It is.
But you visited for an extended period of time, right?
And you know, it was lovely. Our apartment was super expensive, and it only had two windows that faced over a tar roof. We didn't have air conditioning. And the bakers lived above us, and it was the hot box, and it was awful. And I spent summers spraying myself with ice water and crying. And my tears evaporated on my cheeks.
Wow. Do you cry a lot?
That's you painted quite the picture there.
Yeah, well, that was my
How expensive was it? For real. Drop the number on us. How expensive?
Let's see. There were no closets and no rooms. It was just one big room.
It was a studio? Okay.
Yeah, and we paid $6.75 each.
Holy
It was really cheap. All my friends are really jealous.
Hold on.
Dave's trying to do the math. That's like $1,300, Dave.
$6.75. Hold on.
It's like $1,325.
That's $1,350 right there.
Or $1,350.
Yeah. And the landlord didn't raise the rent because
nice.
He knew I was a student and felt really bad for me.
That was nice. Well, how nice of him to to just
oh,
play
instead I'm just going to charge you $6.75 a month,
and just watch you as you come in and out of your house.
Ugh, Dave.
Sorry, well I'm not going to. That's what he was going to do.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if Adam, if you had noticed or not, but I've been checking the stats a lot of our show.
I have noticed a little bit. Yeah.
And we actually have a download from China.
No kidding.
Someone from China. someone from China is listening to our show. I don't know anyone from China.
Now hold on, Dave. Someone from China downloaded our show.
Okay, someone from China downloaded our show. I don't know if they actually can't
say that somebody from China is listening to this. Because if they're from China, how are they understanding anything we say anyway?
I don't know.
That's right.
Some of them speak English.
Liz, there's holes in your theory there because this is China we're talking about. What do they speak in China? Chinese.
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 We also had, it seems like we had another download from Turkey.
Who is that?
I don't know.
What are these people doing?
Right? How do they find us?
You got me. It's not from our new Twitter page, which I've signed us up for.
Oh, I didn't know we had a Twitter page.
We now have a Twitter page. It's at AWOA podcast. That's
all right. Well, I'll have to follow our tweets.
We only have three follow. Now it says two. How did that happen? We got three.
No, did I drop it?
No, you're still here. We got three. Okay. It's me and Liz, and some gentleman named Gabriel Sims.
He's my
best Gabriel
friend.
Sims, yeah.
Gabriel Sims, he is from
Sim City.
South Carolina.
Oh, right.
Greenville. I think he's a cheat, though, because he wants me to go learn about how to lose weight and to get cash prizes. But maybe he's just really helpful.
That's not fair.
Fat loss for idiots.
He also says that he is an alcoholaholic.
An alcoholaholic?
Yes.
We can't.
It's really a problem.
We can't offend our only fan.
He's got double the problems. Right? I'm an alcoholaholic.
We probably got Mr. Sims because I have the podcast as following. I didn't know how to promote through Twitter. I don't know the first thing to do. I'm not just going to start picking up people. So I befriended iTunes Podcasts.
Nice.
And I posted on their page. I don't know if it's. I doubt it's still there. You wouldn't be able to find it through all their tweets. But I posted on their page something like, "We love here at Another Waste of Podcast. We love iTunes Podcasts. We love you and all of your fans."
We are such kiss asses, is what he's saying.
And I made sure to put in iTunes Podcasts as the Twitter link, so it would show up if anyone was a fan of iPads.
Oh, nice, Dave. Look at you cheating the system.
I'm learned.
We are going social.
We've had a lot of downloads. Show number 8 has been downloaded 9 times.
9 times.
Jeez! Stop the presses.
Hey, compared to some of our other podcasts, where have been downloaded once or twice, I thought that was pretty impressive.
That's true. 9 is good.
All right, podcast number 7 has been downloaded 17 times.
What? Is that Cody or me?
It's you and Cody doing it over and over again because you don't know how to use a computer.
No. Is it me in the episode or Cody in the episode?
Oh, that's you. That's you.
Yeah, take that, Cody.
Show number 4 was downcast 17 times as well.
Oh, is that Cody?
I don't know if Cody was 4 or 5. I don't remember. I'd have to look it up, and that seems like a lot of work at this point. So we're moving and shaking.
Yeah, look at us.
Gabriel Sims says that he'll make you a custom cardboard cutout, which I think maybe you could use to promote yourself.
Wait a minute, what?
That's what Gabriel Sims says. I'm just hanging out with Gabriel Sims over here on his Twitter thing.
We're really
really kind.
He's got kind eyes.
And like sports.
He likes hockey.
Oh, sports ball?
He likes the sports ball. Yeah. He likes hockey.
Dave, what do you call hockey? That's not really a sports ball.
There's no ball in hockey?
It's a puck.
Oh. I don't know. I don't watch hockey. It's a waste of my time.
But sometimes...
Yes. Instead, you watch basketball.
Hell yeah. The Bulls are number one.
Basketball,
hell
they just
yeah.
They just squeak their sneakers the whole time.
But when
they fall down, it's hilarious.
Because you'd have thought that they broke their legs, right?
They flop.
Well, they don't have to hurt themselves; just flail all over the place because they're too tall.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They like fall down and like they just bump themselves and they're like, "Oh, I play basketball."
It's part of the entertainment.
That it's not the Harlem Globetrotters, Dave. It's the NBA.
The Chicago Bulls have won 61 games, and when I went into the other room, it looks like San Antonio was losing, so they may tie San Antonio for the best record in the league. Overall, they haven't done that since the Michael Jordan era. That's all I'm going to say about basketball.
Okay, good.
It doesn't mean anything to me. Although I know who that Michael Jordan character is because he was on the cereal box.
That's right, and he had a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, that Space Jam fine film. I saw it in the theater.
I saw that in the theater as well. I used to have a Monstars basketball jersey.
How am I not surprised? But for the listening audience, Dave was actually 28 when that movie came out.
For the listening audience, I was like 20, 23 or 22 when that movie came out.
Oh, well, sorry. I was way off.
Not 28. And they had adult merchandise, so it was okay. To wear a Monstar. Well, no, okay, it was not okay to wear a Monstar's.
No, it wasn't okay.
That came out in 96.
I'm going to this job interview. Should I wear my Monstars jersey or this tie?
You know,
Monstars jersey it is.
You'd be surprised. I go to, you know, retail stores and fast food places, and I see these kids applying for jobs wearing their basketball jerseys and their, you know, their pants out and everything. And I want to go up to them and say, listen, just take that application, throw it away.
Right. Fill it out, throw it, and put it in this special recycling bin.
Just throw it away. Go home, change your clothes, take a shower, come back. They won't even recognize you. Reapply.
Doesn't work, though, does it, Dave?
I haven't done it. I haven't had the balls to go up to someone.
Kids these days.
Listen, kid, you're just wasting your time by doing this. You might as well just be throwing it in the trash.
Right.
Because that's what they're going to do. Show number 5 was with the Cody.
5 was, and that was downloaded 7 times?
I don't know. I've already moved on from that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was when move along.
That was when Mikey hit a codenamed Cody Cooperative Operating something. Data.
Oh, yeah, leaf. After Daryl. Yeah.
Yes. After Daryl. Liz, are you doing any comedy or are you doing poetry? What's your deal?
Oh, no. I'm neither of those things. No, what do? I watch a lot of television, and I do a lot of, like, writing, but it's just boring stuff. And then I send out a lot of scripts for people to reject me, which is pretty great. But I did get one accepted into this conference, which is pretty exciting, except that it's in fucking Alaska.
Let's go. Road trip.
And it's not easy to get to Alaska.
I actually really like Alaska.
It's in, like, take a plane and then take a ferry somewhere. And then they're like, we'll be having a fish fry. And I'm like, great. So basically I'm famous is what I'm trying to say.
That sounds
wow.
exciting.
Wow.
So, yeah. So who, where are you sending these scripts to? Just random people or?
Well, like theaters and stuff. And I don't know. Like what they tell me is the good idea to do. I got to meet with an agent once, and I was like, this is exciting. My career is taking leaps forward. Except that then I said it was just terrible and embarrassing, and now I don't have an agent because I'm a mess.
So you need a manager that can manage you before you get an agent.
Yes, that would be great. And then who will also, like, fund my lifestyle? That would be
And what is your lifestyle?
Well, it involves a lot of television, as I said, a lot of Criminal Minds. I would like to be watching more Criminal Minds.
Could you have 2 televisions and watch it like that?
Yes, I could.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
That would be a lot.
A lot of Criminal Minds to intake at once.
But it's serial killers, man, every week. How do you say no to that? You can't.
No. Sir, you can say no.
I see.
No, you can't. You cannot.
Well, I'll try.
Sarah watches a lot of those Lifetime shows about women getting murdered.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, and, you know, it's a Lifetime or a True Network, whatever. It's always Bill Curtis, and he's like, oh, she was found in the forest. Her limbs were cut off. But it was a normal day.
It was a sunny afternoon.
It was a sunny afternoon when Julie woke up. Little did she know she'd end that night with her hand swallowing down her throat.
Oh, my.
Do-do-do-do-do. So Sarah watches these shows, and then usually when I'm not home or coming home late, so then she's all super freaked out.
And she, right, you walk in the door, she screams.
She's like smashing. She's like, she's afraid that someone's going to bust open the
A crazy Mexican just broke into my house.
Every time. I get that every time. So, Liz, you really need to submit our movie screenplay as it is.
So it can get laughed at.
Me.
You can put my. You can just say. You can take your name off of it, put my name on it, and submit it as is. and see what happens.
You mean as it's not even in the right format?
Well, you can reformat it.
Oh, may I?
That's easy.
Isn't there a button you can press?
No. You just highlight it and go up to the drop-down menu.
Movie format, please. Because I think it'll be a...
Instead, Dave just puts it in Comic Sans, and he's like, it's done.
Perfect.
I think you laugh, right. But I think the first...
This is hilarious.
One of the first drafts, I think, was in Comic Sans.
Of course it was. Then the next one was in Ransom Note.
That's how I send all my emails.
Oh, good. That's not incriminating.
On my professional ones, at least. Probably another reason why I'm no longer with my former company.
Probably not. And because you robbed them blind.
I robbed nothing blind. I stole. I wish I had stolen something from that job.
Like Shamu?
I mean, sorry.
Shamu?
Our daughter has a little whale stuffed animal, and Sarah keeps calling the... Milliana was playing with Shamu today and said, we're just going to call it Orca.
Orca. We're playing with Orca today.
We're not going with Shamu. That's copywritten. We're just going to go with Orca, the killer whale.
Okay.
I don't want to... I told a friend of mine that I was going to protest. Next time there was a big PETA protest, I was going to go out there in protest. But I've decided not to this Saturday because there's going to be a huge protest Saturday, and I'm not going to do it because it's really bad taste.
Hot?
Oh. Well, it's hot, too. God, it's in the 90s already.
You know what's funny is it was 90 here on Sunday when they did the half marathon and everybody was passing out. And now, like, Saturday, it's going to be like 48.
Oh.
Is it like that up in Chi-Town?
It was 80 the other day and I was falling apart. I was sitting next to an open window and, like, I don't know. Apparently, I don't deal with heat well.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
No, like my brain starts to fry and I can't do anything. But now it's back down to a very reasonable 50 degrees. And as long as that doesn't change, I'm fine.
I remember when you came down to Florida that you couldn't handle the heat very well.
No, I was a mess.
A terrible mess. You lost your camera.
I've been doing okay in the heat lately. It's this bitter cold that I'm like, ugh.
I don't enjoy the bitter cold.
Well, I'm just starting to get tired of the ever-changing weather.
Yeah.
Like, it was 90 on Sunday, and now it will be 48. So it's like, come on.
You don't have to deal with that here in Florida. It's going to be 90, and then later it's going to rain, but it'll still be 90.
Yeah.
Just, you'll be soaking wet.
Right.
And Sarah and I were going to go to the parks this afternoon, because we had the afternoon off. And as we got in the car, they kept giving the weather, oh, big storms are coming. So we're like, well, screw it. We'll just do stuff around the house. I don't think it rained until 5.
Oh.
Like, son of a... And then it rained for like 2 minutes, and that was it. Just passed us by. Weather.
Stupid weather.
Fuck it. Can I swear?
Yes, you can swear. We have an explicit...
Yeah, we actually have an explicit, and we try to be explicit a little bit. And then we just open it all out, like Dave read.
Wait, hold
all
on.
Different words for the word of vagina.
Yes, Liz, I don't know if you heard that show, but I did read off an entire list of slang for vagina.
Okay.
And slang for boobs. Well, breasts.
It was not our finest.
Boobs were one of them. But I guess if you wanted to read off a list of different words for boner, I guess you could.
The fact that you said boner is hilarious.
She said it first.
Oh. She said boner? I didn't hear her, darn it.
I'm Googling
Liz,
boner.
Liz, will you say it again?
Awkward boners. Boner, boner, boner.
Ooh, that's funny that you even said it like it's more of like a sing-songy type way.
Boner, boner, boner.
Boner, boner, boner. Now say bona fide, like a bona fide genius.
Like a bona fide genius. Whoa!
Nice.
She's not your talking monkey here.
Oh, she is. She's saying things like boner.
Have we earned
it? It's hilarious.
Wikipedia has a boner entry, but it's all just pictures of boners.
Ah! I almost looked it up till you said all just pictures.
There's so many of them. They're all over the place. I just wanted like a list of really different names. What's the big but now deal instead there? I'm looking at pictures of boners.
What a strange fucking word.
Right?
There, I'm sure if you look up like boner slang or penis slang, you'll find it because that's how I found all the other.
That's how he found it.
because I have a list of that I keep.
It's in his notebook
that I keep around with me all the time. Adam, as a response to something from a previous podcast, you asked what I turned down on my car stereo when I pull up to a red light.
Yeah. Did you figure it out?
Yes. This show. This show.
Oh.
I pulled up to a stoplight the other day, and my windows were rolled down, and the show was blaring, and I heard what we were talking about. I looked at the people next to me, and I turned it down.
What was it?
I don't remember. It was probably.
Was it the boob list?
It was probably the boob list.
I'm sure it was.
Boob list. But the other things I had here was Tom and Dan, which is another podcast I listen to. That's something, especially at the drive-thru, you cannot have playing because people will go, what? No. And my old band that I had in high school, I don't blare that either.
Why? Because you suck?
Or my college band. I guess my college band. No, because it's all just offensive lyrics. It's the GF band.
Oh.
The name itself is extremely offensive. It's Godfuck. So when you start with that, it all goes downhill from there.
Right, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, we had such hits. We had such hits as "Fuck Alone." I can't even.
Did you guys just think you were cool, so you said "fuck" all the time?
I did that, and it totally works.
Godfuck was the ultimate fuck. So if something went really, something goes wrong, you go "fuck." That went wrong. But if something really went wrong, you went, "God, fuck." Because that was the...
Okay, like saying, "God damn it."
Exactly. You really fucked when you say "God, fuck." And I've heard it in a couple movies, which always...
No, you haven't.
I have. It always blows my mind.
You only watch Jackie Chan movies. He would never say anything like that.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what they say in Jackie Chan movies with subtitles. Like when some woman... Mike and I mentioned it last week, or not last week, a few podcasts ago, where the subtitle said, "Rape me."
Oh.
But I think it was "fuck me," was what she probably said, but the subtitle said "rape me." Which is very different. Because I don't think anyone would use that as a statement. Liz, would you use that as an expletive?
Oh, no.
Because you don't know who's listening.
Right. Somebody's coming around the corner. Okay.
I don't
watch enough SVU to know that that's a problem.
An invitation.
Thank God you watched that show, Liz.
Yeah.
It's taught you a lot.
Yeah, seriously.
You might not know what to do had you not ever watched that show.
That's true. In most situations in life, really. Not just when deciding whether or not to scream "rape me" when I'm walking around.
Oh, rape me. I was watching an episode of a rerun a couple weeks ago, and all it did was make me mad because it was, I'm trying to remember what it was about, but it was like internet porn or something, or like internet trying to trick people into kidnapping them and shit like that, like kidnapping children. And the way they were talking about it was a very educational episode. They're like, "Oh, we found him through this." Like, "How did you find him through that?" "Well, we did this kind of a search and this kind of a search." "Really? That works like that?" It was like, you're talking down to your audience all of a sudden. This is a very special episode of SVU, I guess. When aren't they all special episodes?
They are.
Yeah.
On the next episode of SVU.
Do 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 do. Beep. I always wanted to do an improv group of Law and Order, Cops and Robbers.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to do a video of it, and this was the only thing I had, was a woman walking down the street talking to her friend, and all of a sudden a guy comes up, and you don't really see him, but he steals her purse, and she screams, "Oh no, someone just stole my purse," and then the scene would change, And it would cut back to him running, and he would be wearing a black mask and like derby hat and a striped shirt, you know, like a crook.
Oh, of course.
And the cop that would be chasing him would have the big hat and the long coat with the billy stick chasing after him.
Right.
That was all I had.
Oh.
But I thought it was hysterical.
And rightly so, Dave.
In the New York justice system, there are good guys and there are bad guys. Cops and robbers. That was it. So dumb. Adam, do you have any topics today?
Any questions? You know, I didn't really have anything planned.
Any questions for Liz?
I think that Liz should tell us some of, like, since we have somebody actually here from the New York City.
New York City.
She should tell us about some of, like, the crazy-ass people she met on, like, the subway, or, like, if she ever got her picture taken with the naked cowboy or anything like that.
I did not.
Did you ever
see him?
I saw him once and had to kind of avoid him because, you know, he doesn't really have clothes on, and that's weird. He's, like, wearing a diaper.
Which isn't really naked either.
No. But I guess you get arrested.
Does he wear a diaper in case he has to use the bathroom?
I think it's because it provides more coverage. I'm not sure. Okay.
Than just regular underpants?
It's not like actually a diaper, but whatever. Anyway, no, not that guy. Once on the subway, I was accosted and then followed home by a pack of children.
What?
How old were these children?
They were probably like 10 or 11.
What does accosted mean?
Well, they kind of surrounded me and like sat next to me and then started talking about how ugly I was. And I was like, I know, right? It's such a bummer for me. And then they were like, yeah, you're really the worst. And I was like, I know. And then I guess they didn't like that I was kind of just
agreeing
not
with them.
Being suitably furious or something, because then they followed me off of the subway, and then they followed me all the way home, like throwing bottles at me and stuff, which was kind of
throwing
fun.
Bottles at you.
Yeah, only one. They only threw one bottle. That's and then one of them said, "You can't get me."
Plastic or glass?
Oh, glass.
Oh my!
Yeah. And then I got home, and the trash guy was there separating things, and the gaggle kind of followed me in, and like. So I was like screaming at them to like leave, and then one of them spit on me, and I was, you know, it devolved. But anyway, everything was fine. And then until the next day when the landlord comes up and he's like, oh, the trash man tells me that you tried to get children to come into your house. You shouldn't do that. And I was like, that, what?
You're like, did the trash man look at anything that happened that day?
Really, he's just a trash man. He didn't have to look up at all. That's not part of his job description.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Looking down.
Just sort the trash. There's some kids there and a lady yelling at them. I bet you she's trying to seduce them.
I know she's got candy. She's always got candy.
That
I know,
girl's always got candy. Because
it's always in her trash. I can always tell.
Do you eat a lot of candy, Liz?
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite M&M?
What?
My favorite... Well, they used to have that mint kind. That was my total favorite. But I can't find them anymore. I think they're only Christmas or something.
I think it's Christmas.
Yeah. But there was one genius one. What was the genius one?
Peanut butter is your favorite, Adam?
Yes.
Oh, fuck those.
Oh, my. They really are good.
Explicit.
Warning.
I like the classic M&Ms, though I really want to try the pretzel ones.
They're terrible.
Are they? Damn it.
Yeah, they're awful.
They are not good.
I do like the peanut butter ones, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck them. Fuck them.
Why? Why do
really
you hate them so much?
I hate them.
They're really too small to fuck.
Tell us. Tell us why. I'm not buying it until you tell me why.
Well,
not good
enough.
The peanut
ones kind of piss me off.
The peanut ones, too? We're talking about peanut butter.
Peanut butter ones.
It's like to the extreme.
I rock a mic like a vandal.
Right up stage.
Anyway, sorry, Liz.
They're infuriating.
Do you just not like peanut butter in general?
Oh, no, I love peanut butter.
I was just about to say, you just not like peanut butter and jelly? The words just stick together. Like
they do. I mean, how can you even say it? If you're just going to like, do you not like peanut butter and... Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's you.
I could not say it. Well, that seems like a rational
completely. It's really well thought out.
Yes.
Does?
It's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How rational.
Well, Liz, that's a terrible story about you getting accosted on the subway, and you really brought us down.
Yeah, well, they spent my hair. It was okay. I took a shower.
Jesus.
And then I stopped talking to children. So
in general, it's a good idea.
He said it.
It's in general a good idea not to talk to children.
Well, first of all, why were there these like 20, 10-year-olds on the subway anyway?
Well, it was only like 5 or 6
besides
of them.
Drugs.
That's New York, Adam. You just don't understand.
It's crazy there.
Clearly, I don't.
You are not city folk.
Right.
You're a country mouse.
New York City.
Exactly.
That's about all I know about New York.
Exactly. Liz, did you see any famous people in New York?
Oh, yeah.
I did see some. When I worked at the Whole Foods, I bagged groceries for Meryl Streep.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
What is that?
Real famous. I was not cool
not
about
just
it at all
being
either.
Some guy from a Geico commercial.
What does Meryl Streep eat?
Whole Foods.
She had a bunch of delicious stuff. She had, I remember mostly she had some, a little thing of ice cream and also a little thing of frozen raspberries. And I was like, delicious.
Huh. That's dainty of her. Seems fitting. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Lance Bass was at my bar once.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We said
there's
famous
no
people.
One I've ever said anything to. Like, I can't imagine any celebrity who, if I saw them, I would actually run up to them and, like, you know, be like, oh, my God, I love your work or whatever. Like,
right.
Even if it was my favorite person, I can't imagine actually doing that.
I couldn't imagine doing it either, but I did. And
yes, he did.
It was after an hour of stalking.
Oh, my goodness.
The bass player, Steve Harris from Iron Maiden.
So I mean, like, not even anybody really cool.
fuck you. He's super cool. He's beyond cool.
Well, I mean, not anybody that Liz or I would know.
Well, in metal, he's a god. So,
right, so basically, all the rest of Walmart was ignoring him because they had no idea who he was.
Pretty much. And after stalking him for an hour, I finally, as I was leaving, I'm like, I'm not going to leave this guy alone. He was standing at the exit. I'm like, fuck. Now I've been stalking him all day. Now I have to walk past him. So I can't just ignore the fact that I've been stalking him all day. So I went up to him and said, hey, I don't want to bother you. I'm a really big fan of your music. And that's all I want to say. And I shook his hand. And he said, thanks, mate. Or something like that.
Oh, he's Australian?
Something English. I don't know. It's been so long. I don't remember what he said. I was too stunned. But that was my brush with greatness. So, but I didn't think I was going to say anything to him. But I did.
Was he waiting there to confront the weird guy who'd been following him around for an hour?
He was waiting.
That's what he was doing. Right outside was a police officer.
He was waiting for his wife and kid. I hope. I hope they were his wife and kid. I don't know. It could have been somebody else's wife and kid.
Right. He was like, oh, shit, this guy's following me around, and this is my girlfriend.
He may know what my wife looks like. And it may not have been his, it may have been his daughter. I don't know. I don't know his personal life.
Creepy.
I don't know his personal life.
You don't? Yeah, you followed him around for a day and a half?
You thought. You learned something about him, but no.
Right.
I could have been following him through all of the DVD section and having a conversation with him instead of just walking back and forth, staring.
Yeah.
With holding onto a baby as my protection.
Right. I have a baby.
Don't hurt me, Steve Harris. But we love Iron Maiden. My favorite band. One of my favorite bands. Def Leppard's my favorite band. If I saw someone
of all times, Def Leppard's coming to St. Louis, you should fly up here.
They're coming to Orlando as well, and I saw them in St. Louis a couple years ago, and it was a really good show, but because of Miliana, it's like hard to do anything when you have a baby.
She doesn't like rock music?
She's not.
I'm sure she does.
She does, but I don't think she's going to want to stay up until, you know, 12 o'clock at night.
That's right. You just put it in the baby carrier, and
I'm sure
the baby backpack.
Oh God, I'll be carrying dead weight. She's huge. She's the size of a 1-year-old.
Yeah, she is.
So I don't think I could carry her like that. And we're still debating about taking her to Italy.
Oh really?
Yeah. Though I had my sister-in-law volunteer to take a week of vacation in stay at home with her. And I said, hell, take a week of vacation and come with us. And you can watch the baby while we are out partying. Woot, woot. Italian style.
Well, I'll do that.
See?
I know, I was like, okay.
I mean, like, honestly, like, what, did your sister say yes, or?
She said she would do it. I don't know if she will or not.
If she was serious or not?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take applications.
Darn it.
And do interviews.
No way does my application look better than your sister's.
You don't know. I mean, her kid is like 17 now, so your kid is much at least closer
right.
in age.
Yeah.
She also had
That's it.
She has a boy, and you had a girl. So, you know, you have a few things on your side.
That's right. Whew.
So get those. I'll put a form up on the Facebook page so everyone can fill it out.
Oh, good. That won't attract the weirdos.
nothing strange will happen from that.
Yeah, clearly nothing bad could happen here.
And we all know that Mikey's just going to come with us and watch the baby, so.
That's true.
He's the au pair.
Aw.
For those listening, Mikey is in Chicago as well, but not with Liz, as far as I know. Liz?
Yeah, you know what? Mikey could just go to Liz's house and film and record these.
He could. He's got a microphone.
Who's in Chicago till today?
He actually, I think, got there yesterday.
Yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Then I guess I can't be pissed about it.
Well, you can still be pissed. I'm sure he'll never call you.
He won't call you. Who do you think?
He's still very obsessed with bed bugs.
Well, as everyone should be, because they're a terrifying nightmare.
I was at Bed Bath & Beyond and found some bed bug spray.
Uh-huh.
To spray around your bed to stop. That's the kind of thing that you use if you already have bed bugs.
So they'll just, wait outside the ring instead of coming in to eat you alive murder you?
You can also buy a mattress cover that will seal the bed bugs into your mattress. So they'll just, since they can't get out, they'll just die after, 6 months or so.
Oh, 6 months?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
They live that long.
I thought they did. I thought they had a retarded lifespan.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's like that if not longer.
And I mean, but not that you'll ever take that cover off.
Oops. Just burn it. Just burn it. Sleep on the floor.
Just keep buying new beds every month.
I don't know. Bed bugs are just ugly. But when we went to, we were in Fort Lauderdale a couple weeks ago, and the first thing I did was lift up the corner of the bed to see if there was any bed bugs.
Mm.
And there were not.
And?
Nope, no bed bugs. Unless
how did bed bugs come around?
They walk.
You know what I mean? Are they, they're only attracted to beds, or? I don't understand what a bed bug actually is.
I know people who've had their, offices infested. They just, tiny, tiny vampires.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm looking up...
Tiny vampires. I like that. Do they look like it? Do they have capes and stuff?
Their backs look like capes.
Do they say, one bed bug?
Yeah, after you've reached 10, you're in trouble.
Right. 10! 10 okay. Bed bugs!
Bed bugs are attracted to body warmth and carbon dioxide.
Ah, yes.
Oh, okay, I was wrong. They can they feed exclusively on blood and may survive a year without eating.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Mikey has a good fear. I even check my bed every once in a while.
That's a good idea.
But Mikey moved to Chicago. He's going to get back into the stand-up scene. So we wish him luck, and he should be on the podcast in the next week or so, or whenever he buys a new computer and buys the Skype.
You don't even have to buy it's Skype. Skype is free.
I know it's still free, but he kept saying I got to buy Skype. I made him take the microphone with him, but I forgot to give him the adapter to plug it into his computer. So if he ever gets a computer, he'll have to get a new adapter. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Adam, I did have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Since you're my technical advisor for technology.
Yeah.
Not that I have any money or can ever buy anything because I don't have any money. But
so this is gonna go real far. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But if I did have the monies, I'm going to Italy, I was thinking about buying a Kindle or a Nook, or an iPad Touch.
An iPod Touch,
or just getting an iPhone.
Should I just get an iPhone,
or should I not bother and just get the Touch instead? That's really what I'm thinking about.
Here's the thing: how much do you want to spend a month on your phone bill?
See, that I looked that up and saw that the data plan was like $45.
It's ridiculous. Like, it would cost you just a single phone with that line would cost you over $100 a month.
So it would be better off if I was just to buy the iPod Touch.
That's what I would do. And then, because it's got Wi-Fi, so then you just use the Wi-Fi capability.
Okay, well then.
Wherever you are.
I'll find one on Craigslist and then.
That's what I would do.
I need money.
The iPod Touch is actually really cool, and like if you get the newest version, the screen is crystal clear.
I'd want the newest version, but of course I couldn't afford it. So,
well, probably not. But probably not. Look for something you can trade. Trade some of your Robotech stuff.
Son of a bitch! I got these computers and a mixing board. I'll just trade them that.
Right? Who needs this stuff? I better keep all that Robotech stuff.
It's collectible.
Collectible dust.
Liz, do you have an iPod? iPod Touch? iPad?
No. No, I have none of that stuff.
You're bohemian.
Yeah, well, not really. Santa got me a smartphone.
Nice.
He's a good guy. That's Santa. But I still like him figuring out how to use it. It's terrifying.
What kind of phone do you have?
The Droid something or other.
Ooh, a droid.
Droid.
Robotech.
Shut up.
Oh.
That was pretty seamless. People would think we were
right.
They set that up.
I bet you they planned that.
Their entire show is scripted.
It is. Yeah. Even the little bantering that we have back and forth and the awkward pauses.
That's the stuff that...
We write this down. Awkward pause.
And we're all going, 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Anyways. We spend an entire week putting together this show. People don't understand what it takes to do this.
It is so hard. In fact, I mean, it's almost impossible what we're doing.
I'm going to have to take a picture of the computer setups because I'll never remember how I did this.
Oh, please, yes, please take a picture of it, just because I want to see it.
The picture's not going to do justice.
Oh, really? It won't?
No, it doesn't look nearly as bad as it was. Not enough light. And you can't see...
Did you say not enough light?
There's not enough light here. God, these computers are pumping out so much heat. I've got a fan on, and I'm still sweating.
He's got a fan on. He's got the air kicked down to 60. Leanna's wearing a parka.
She's in the other room wearing a
she
snow
can see
suit.
Her breath.
Lips are blue. It's so cold.
Dad, can we put some more coal in the fire?
Nine. These computers are killing me. Hey, Adam, I keep finding... that website you had sent me a long time ago about listening to the movies.
Yes. Listentoamovie.com.
Why don't they have that downloadable?
I don't know, right?
Because I would love to listen to Back to the Future on my iPod without having to watch it.
Yeah.
All the trials of having to actually use your eyes.
Exactly. I can go to sleep listening to it.
Yes.
When I was at my old job, I was in the office and I was at the computer, and all of a sudden I heard the clicking clocks through the wall, and I just went, "Someone's watching Back to the Future."
No.
And I waited, and then I heard the, and like, yep, someone's watching Back to the Future.
Nice.
And so those some of the musicians in the other room. Do 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 do. good times. Back
so what have you been listening to that? Any movies?
Occasionally, I will listen to it, but it's hard because I whereas you are, you know, chained to your desk.
Right.
I need to move around a lot. So I was like, man, if I can just put it in my headphones and move around, I can keep listening. But I can't.
No.
So I listen to radio shows and other podcasts.
Yeah, I wish that there was a podcast of listen to a movie.
And I've checked.
I know. Wouldn't I? I mean, that would just be perfect because you just go in and just... It would, unfortunately, it'd be whatever movie, you know. Mm-hmm. But like on listentoamovie.com, they also have...
They're not paying us either to say listentoamovie.com.
Wait, so we shouldn't say listentoamovie.com?
We probably shouldn't unless they're going to sponsor us for listentoamovie.com.
So, sorry, listentoamovie.com. I'll stop saying your name then. Well, anyway, listen to a movie, but also listen to the director's commentary.
I saw that. That's neat.
It was really cool. Like, I watched The Blazing Saddles, and I listened to all the director's commentary for Blazing Saddles. It was actually really fun.
I'm going to make sure I put listentoamovie.com in the notes for the show.
I hope you do.
And I may post something on it on Twitter.
On their website.
On their Twitter.
See if there's a listentoamovie.com Facebook page.
I'm sure there is. And I, you know what I do like about listentoamovie.com is the little that hide button that makes it look
like
it's a spreadsheet.
Yes, it makes it look like a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Trickery.
Which is funny because, like, honestly, even at work, you're just listening to something. It's not like you're watching it, the movie. You're listening to it. So what do you need to hide?
Exactly. Well, you don't want to show them that you're listening to something. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
But you have your headphones on.
All right. Maybe you can be kind of stealth. If you have
stealth? How? What does that even? What does this even mean?
If you had one headphone on. And the headphone it runs up the sleeve of
your
shirt.
Oh, if you have long hair.
Yeah, and you can hide underneath your hair so you can listen to it. So when your boss comes in, you just make sure you turn your head and like, oh, huh? So they don't see the one earbud in.
Yeah.
So that was where it comes in handy on listentoamovie.com.
Adam, why do you keep wearing that hat? What? No. I can't hear you. I'm listening to a movie.com.
Ridiculous. But no, I do like that website. So
that's a good website. Liz, do you have any good websites that you like to go to?
I hate all websites.
All websites? My goodness.
They're all stupid. I hate them. The whole internet, really.
Especially that Facebook.
Oh, I hate it.
I go there all the time.
Have you guys noticed the latest trend on Facebook has now shifted to, I'm cleaning up my Facebook friends. Give me a reason why I should keep you on as my friend or something like that. Has any of your friends done that yet?
No, yes. Because I tell them to fuck themselves.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to give you any reason. If you don't want to be my friend, remove me. No skin off my ass.
There was this girl who didn't do that whole audition to be my friend thing, but like it was someone I'd known since I was a kid, and she added me, and she was like messaging me with, oh, I'm so happy to talk to you, and like, yeah, it's been so long, do you remember all these fun things we did? And I was like, haha, yeah. And then like a couple of months later, I needed to ask her something or something, so I went to look her up, and she wasn't my friend anymore, and I was like, oh, okay. But then like her older brother was still my friend and wanted me to buy his book. I don't know
what.
Anyway, we're not friends anymore, even in real life, is what I'm saying.
Good. Right? What a real bitch.
Speaking of friends, how is your old roommate, Amanda? Is she still in New York?
Yeah, she's in New York. I think that she got a Tony this year.
A what?
Yeah, for being awesome.
That's my friend's name? Get it? Oh, shut up.
Ayo.
Yo, Tony. What is she doing there? I see her profile photo is her surrounded by clowns. That's terrifying.
she's doing her schooling.
Good grief. You kids.
What kind of schooling is she doing?
Museum education stuff.
Mm. Wow.
And working at a children's museum. And basically being a real human being.
Until you said children's museum, I was going to reply with, "Gee, that sounds boring," but no, she's doing something for the kids. So,
right. So you can't say that, Dave.
No, it's not boring. That sounds
way great.
Sounds nice. What a good person. Making the rest of us look bad.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Amanda.
I know someone who's not going to be guest hosting on this show. But, yeah, we already have people who want to be on the show, which is kind of crazy.
We do?
Yes. our old friend Smitty from City Improv.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Smitty!
Smitty.
He probably hasn't even listened to the show, though.
He's listened. Mike has? I think so. Well, he's downloaded.
Okay.
But, Mike, you had a few conversations
with
him.
Well, let's see. Here, we're going to talk about Smitty. Smitty, if you are listening to this show on the Another Waste of a Podcast Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
Type the first lyric of what song should we give him? Joy and Pain by Rob Bass.
By who?
Rob Bass.
Oh, Joy and Pain by Rob Bass.
Yep, let's make him do that. And then see, so we'll know if after, you know, this podcast goes live, if that goes on there, then he listens to it. And you know what? Then we should have Smitty on.
All right, so there you go. There's your test. Right?
There's Smitty's test, if he's a true fan.
I think we should also test Mikey, see if...
Oh, he wouldn't. Yeah, he would. He'd never be on. He doesn't even have a computer.
That's true. That's true.
How's he going to download it if he doesn't have a computer?
You think we can get Pee Wee Herman to be on the show?
Yeah.
Because he's posting on Facebook all the time, and I always want to be like, hey.
You know, Dave, that's the thing is we just got to find people to – you just call – you just put the feelers out there. Maybe we get Russell Crowe on.
Why not?
Right? What else is he doing?
He's probably making a multi-million-dollar movie.
Well, probably, but I mean that doesn't mean he can't call a couple of assholes and talk. Liz did.
That's true.
Yeah, I didn't even have to write any lyrics or anything. I just had to reply to a text message.
This show, and you probably
just reply to a text message.
You replied well. That was my gimmick. I've been texting people that I hadn't talked to in a while, and saying, "Hey, how's it going? How are you doing? Yeah, have you listened to our podcast?" And then I was like,
"No."
and then I let that ferment for a day, and then the next day I was like, "Hey, will you be interested in guest hosting on the podcast?" And Liz responded.
Nice.
Except that you didn't draw it out for the day.
No.
You were just like, "Have you heard of it? Do you want to be on it?" And then you cried a little, and I was like, "Okay."
Like, I guess I got nothing else to do on a Monday night.
Well, she did say she had nothing but free time.
That's true. I made it. Literally, it's weird. My guts are all free time.
Oh, that's weird.
It's really weird. Doctors don't know what to do. Works.
At least right. It doesn't weigh anything.
What's the matter with this kid? We got to get a blood sample. It's all free time.
Do you think we'd be able to get an interview with a this woman I fell in love with who's a softcore porn actress?
Oh, God, Lord Almighty.
Her name is Misty Monday. Has anyone heard of her?
No.
Misty Monday. She's been in such classic movies as Spider Babe and Playmate of the Apes.
I've seen that movie.
I have not watched it. I just downloaded it the other day, but I have not seen the whole thing. Oh, Lord of the G-Strings? Anyone see Lord of the G-Strings?
Yeah, nothing.
She was also in a bunch of schlocky horror movies. I guess her story is that her and her friends, or she, like, back, I guess, I think it was in Chicago, did low-budget horror movies for people. They just said, like, what do you want to see in a horror movie? Send us the money and we'll do it. And that's how she got her start. And I'm like, fuck, why didn't we think of that?
I think that's admirable.
Yeah.
So now she just does a bunch of softcore porn movies.
Also admirable.
Well, she's actually gotten out of softcore porn and she's doing, she's like on CSI or something. So Liz, you've probably seen her.
Probably. We might be best friends.
Well, at least via the television.
Right, of course.
Well.
Let's see. Excuse me, Misty Monday, Spider Babe. She's in CSI, the original, I guess.
What does she play? Dead whore number two, or
she plays a character named Polly.
Oh,
she's been in.
So I was right.
She's been in at least five episodes
as Polly.
Yeah. In this season, 2011 season.
Where are you reading that on IMDb?
Yes.
Oh.
I guess she's a. I don't know.
I guess she's out of the softcore, huh?
Yes, she's been out for a while.
Good for her.
I've done my research.
I'm sure you have.
And she doesn't go by Misty Monday anymore either. She's Aaron something or other.
No.
Which is a terrible
Aaron
last name.
Brown?
Maybe.
Very boring.
Right? That's a fake name. Her real name must be Misty Monday, because who would pick Aaron Brown as their real name?
Wait, it says she's going by... It says her name is Misty Monday, and then it says her other name is Aaron Brown, but then it says she was born as Aaron DeWright.
Aaron DeWright?
Yeah.
It's better than Aaron DeLeft. Damn it, it's better than Aaron DeWrong. Damn it! I messed up my own damn joke. And I had just come up with it right now. Sorry, go on.
That was it.
Right in East St. Louis.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's what it says on the internet.
It says what about East St. Louis?
That's where she was born.
No, it says she was born in Illinois. Oh no, you're right. It does say East St. Louis. What the
East
fuck?
East St. Louis, Illinois.
Sorry, I just murdered myself a little. What white girl was born in East St. Louis?
That one.
In 1979. She plays guitar.
She's a year younger than me.
Holy crap. She's 5'6".
Oh.
She mostly does lesbian scenes.
Oh, well, good.
That was just for everybody out there to know.
Just an aside.
I think I read somewhere she's currently not doing any interviews or anything like that, so I'm... We got to find someone who knows her.
Oh, yeah.
Someone out in L.A. has got to know her, right?
Right?
One of our L.A. friends. Do we have any L.A. friends left?
Tim Powers.
You know what? He's no longer he's no longer either my friend on Facebook or he's left Facebook.
I think he got cleaned, man.
Yep.
He got what?
You didn't make the cut.
Son of a bitch. It's probably because I didn't listen to his podcast.
He has a podcast?
Yes, he does have a podcast.
It's a file.
I downloaded it.
And?
Well, I listened to his...
Did you stop listening? Did you defriend him?
No.
Oh, okay.
I listened to... Hold on. He was originally... He had a podcast called Comics on Comics.
Another waste of a podcast?
Shut it. It was comedians talking about comic books.
Okay.
And I listened to one episode.
Real comedians or...
What's that?
Real comedians or like Joe the Animal?
I don't think he knew. He didn't know Joe the Animal.
Oh, okay.
It's his friend, his Tim Powers and some guy, Carr. I can't remember his last name.
His first name was Carr?
I think his last name was Carr. K-A-R-R. Oh. But then they moved over to Fandom Planets. Which is a bigger website, and so they had a bigger following there. And it looks like they've done a few podcasts since. But he asked me to listen to one, and I had not listened to it. I listened to one of his podcasts, and I did enjoy it, but I hadn't gotten around to it. I feel bad now. Oh, Carr, C-A-R-R.
Good.
I think they interviewed Stan Lee.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they did. In episode 8. Their episode 8 was much better than our episode 8.
Well, probably.
They interviewed Stan the Man. And even if you're not a comic book fan, I'm sure you'd be interested in hearing about Stan Lee. Adam.
Right.
Yep, see?
Oh, I am.
So I'll listen to that. Maybe I'll send him a private email and say, hey, I finally listened. Which is why I can't really blame anyone else, I guess, for not listening to our show.
That's true.
Even though you guilt text everyone you know?
I've only guilt texted, I think, you so far. I was a good test, and it worked. I've got a couple more people on my list. But Liz, you were on my short list. You were the first person I texted to host, and I'm glad that you accepted, and I'm glad that you're here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It was fun. Because we're almost out of time.
Oh.
Not as if there's some sort of hard time limit.
Well, it is, because it's late.
Yeah, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning for me.
Yeah, almost 12 for me.
And you've got a real job.
I know.
And Liz, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Work.
Working in a coal mine.
Well, pretending to work.
All right. I say this every year, but I think I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to start training to do Ninja Warrior.
Oh, God, Dave.
I'm going to do it.
No, you are not.
It's too late this year because tryouts are in May for the American Ninja Warrior. But I think I if I can get into shape and get some upper arm strength and learn how to climb a rope, because that's the only thing I know I can't do. I can't rope climb at all. But
have you seen some of the shit they have to do, like hang from those curtains or just that little
curtain
how
cling?
Much hand strength that takes?
I can. I think I can if properly trained. No. I mean, not right now because my pinky's still fucked up from when I played basketball with Mikey.
Not in a year, Dave. You could not do it in a year.
You don't think I could even just make it through the first round?
No, not in a year.
I think you can do it.
Thank you, Liz.
I don't think you can do it, but I would laugh my ass off watching you do it.
Would you go with me to California for the auditions?
Hell yeah.
Because that's in Venice Beach.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
I should go this year.
I'm going to try and get all Wipeout.
They just had auditions last week for Wipeout. You got to go to California for that.
Yeah, my friend was on it.
Are you friends with Wipeout on Facebook?
No.
Befriend Wipeout on Facebook because they post when they have auditions all the time.
Oh, okay.
So if you ever...
I would probably get selected.
You probably would. You're a character.
Right? They'd be like, look at this fat ass. He's going to hit him with the door. Wham! And then I'd get knocked unconscious and fall in the mud.
But see, the thing is that it's not...
Get him on the big balls.
The big balls is going to be the only thing that's there when you do it. Like those doors and everything that you remember from, you know, watching this season, they're not going to be there because you'd be expecting it. So they change it to something else you won't know, so you won't be expecting it. Because they film all those like all at once. And so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not like, you know, this week I watch the show and like, oh man, next week I'll be prepared for that. No. You there's no prepared. it's something all new every time. It's a real nightmare. I want to do that too. Maybe we can audition for that next time.
There you go.
Well, I still would want to at least even if I was eliminated on the Ninja Warrior American Ninja Warrior TV show, I would love to be able to do the warp wall. I just have no upper arm strength right now. Someone's gonna have
the warp.
The warp wall and a Ninja Warrior. Yes, you do. It's that curved wall.
Oh, we have to run it and jump to the top part?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to be able to do that.
That's rough, dude.
Adam, could you train me to do this?
Hell no, I can't even do it. Why would I be able to train you?
Well, because sometimes people know how to train other people to do things that they can't do themselves.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try.
All right. You can send me motivational texts every once in a while.
I will.
Tell me.
Are you curling? You'll be like, no. I'll be like, do it.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Me neither. But I think it'll work.
Do more of that. Oh, okay.
Do more of the weight pushing.
And the sport balling.
And sport balling.
Man, you're going to be
sport balling and weight pushing.
The creator of Scrubs was on their Facebook page, and he made this little video. And at the end of the video, he made an impassioned plea for people to watch Cougar Town.
Oh,
because that's his show. And he's like, you know, watch Cougar Town. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's no longer about older women going after younger men. It's a show about friends and family. It's a good time. And he said if he gets like a certain amount of people to RSVP that they're going to watch the show, that he'll get Scrubs people on to the next podcast video.
Oh, gotcha.
Now, speaking of Scrubs, the final season of Scrubs was released on DVD this week.
Is that the new, the one with all the, where they teach at the school?
Yes.
Oh, don't bother.
It's the real, I think it says, like, on the box it says something like, really, the last season.
Right.
Because it should have ended the season before, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
They wanted to keep people employed, and they made, and they just fucked the whole thing up. Oh. I hate the whole show now.
It's awful.
Can't watch. The entire series for me has been ruined. But I did buy season 4 of Psych. Anybody watch Psych?
No.
Adam, you'd love Psych.
Really?
Yes, I think you would.
I think Ramsey watched that all the time.
It's a good show. Liz, you watch Psych?
I have watched it.
Not enjoyable for you?
No, it was pretty funny, but just not the kind of funny that, like it wasn't, I didn't think it was nearly as funny as Community is.
Oh, no, Community is ridiculous. I love me some Community. Especially when they call themselves out for how ridiculous they are.
Yeah.
I like The Office and Modern Family. Those are my jams.
I love Modern Family.
No, Adam.
Modern Family is hilarious.
Now, Adam, how do you feel about Steve Carell leaving The Office, but they're going to continue?
I think it's the worst idea ever.
Ever?
On the plane.
Whoa. That's harsh words.
All right, maybe not ever, but it's the dumbest thing that they could do.
You don't think it's...
If he leaves, they should kill it.
You don't think it would survive with another good boss?
No, because it's going to be a different dynamic. It'll last a year or two, and then the ratings will just start dropping. I mean, it was that show, Michael Scott made it really funny. Just bring in somebody else that is mimicking him, it's not going to be the same.
Well,
I know Will Ferrell's coming in for like the last 5 episodes of the season or something like that. But
the first couple episodes of Parks and Recreation, Leslie Knope character was basically Michael Scott. I mean, the things that came out of her mouth were like, that's Michael Scott would say that. But now they fixed it so she's her own character.
Gotcha.
Is there any actor you would like to see in the role of boss of The Office?
No. I'm not kidding you. I just would want it to shut down.
Liz?
If they were going to try and do it, they would have to pick someone who's so completely opposite that it would just be, like, mind-boggling. But they kind of already did that with, what's his name, from that one time.
Well said. Yeah. Well said.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, though.
The actor that I think should take the part, who should be the boss of The Office, is, and I wish I could, I knew his name. Did anybody watch?
Well, this will be good.
Shut up. Anybody watch The Flight of the Condors or whatever? What is that show?
Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah, yes. I think their manager should be. I think he would be good.
Wasn't he in it?
Wasn't he
in the British version of The Office?
I don't think so.
Was he not? Okay.
I'm going to look that up real quick. But I think his character, I think, would be very, whatever type of character they would put him in. I think as an actor, I think he'd be really good in that part as the boss. Just because it would bring back the little bit of British.
Right, right.
There it is.
But I think he's from New Zealand, but that's okay.
Whatever.
Damn accent.
It would bring back
the accent.
It would bring back the foreign quality of it. better than a Will Ferrell would do, who's just going to basically be the same character.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't find him. Whatever. It's getting too late anyways.
It is. Who wants to look it up?
Rhys Darby.
Oh, you found it.
I did find it. I mean, he hasn't been in anything, so he's not.
He'll do it.
Yeah, he's not overused.
He'll do it.
He's got 2 movies he just finished. One's a TV movie, so he's got to want to do this.
Oh, yeah, he's in.
He's in a TV movie called How to Be a Gentleman.
Nice.
And maybe he'll do your podcast, too.
If we get famous enough.
We should contact him.
If we can interview. We need someone who's a producer who can do things like that, because I have a hard enough time promoting the show by itself, let alone trying to get people to come on the show.
You mean he couldn't just like come to my apartment and sit next to me and talk at my tiny computer?
If you can,
he could.
If you get him on the phone, if you could do that, go for it. If you're in charge, you're the new producer. Go for it.
Oh, I get a paycheck now. Then. Great.
As soon as we start making money, you will be the first to get paid.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I'm not holding you to that. And now it's recorded.
Now it's on.
It's mostly because her last name starts with a C. So alphabetically speaking.
Oh, okay.
Last names. All right, I'm done. Let me look at my piece of paper here. See if there's anything else I have written down. Really, Ninja Warrior training. It's coming. I'm going to start videotaping it, too.
Eat the piece of paper. Eat it. Stuff it in your mouth and eat it.
This piece of paper?
This
is not improv. I can't. I need this piece of paper to write down what we talked about.
God damn it.
Oh, crap. I didn't come up with any closing music that we would steal anyways. I do have music that...
I think we can get around it, Dave.
You think so?
Yeah, just play a clip. Don't play the whole song.
I'll just play 2 seconds of it.
Well, no, I mean, you could just play a little bit of it.
Adam, are you good? Do you have anything you want to promote for the...
Not at this time.
For the upcoming year?
Not at this time. Yeah. I did have an interview today to direct a show for the Kirkwood Theater Guild. I've submitted to direct a very funny show that some of you might have seen, Noises Off.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one with...
I put in to direct the music or the musical next year, which is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, that'll be fun. That's a musical?
Yeah, it's a really good show.
Yeah.
Fun.
I didn't know that was a... It wasn't a musical when I first saw it.
No, it wasn't.
In the movie theater. There you go.
Right.
Liz, you have anything you want to promote upcoming up for...
Just high fives with me. I think everyone should give me them.
All right,
That's a good idea. If I see you, I'm giving you a high five.
If anybody who's listening to this podcast sees Liz, please give her a high five. And Liz, please let us know if anyone gave you high fives.
Oh, yeah. They could be a guest on our show.
Great.
At this point, we'll take anybody. All right. Well, Liz, we are very... I think it was a good show. Adam?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Fun show.
And I enjoy Liz's laughter.
Me too. I've missed Liz's laughter.
We need to have a whole reunion of laughter.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we've reached the end of our show. We don't want to go too much farther. People start getting angry. Everyone, thank you for submitting questions or that you'd like us to talk about, which nobody did. I appreciate it. I do this all week long. I'll ask and get nothing in return, but that's fine. That's fine. As long as you're listening, that's all that really matters. Because even though when you tell me that you listen, I still get upset. What did you think?
This is not how we market things.
But no, I'm very glad that we had a barrage of people listening, or at least downloading. And even though it's only in the tens, it's still more than we've had in the past. That's right.
So keep it up.
If you've enjoyed it, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy it, tell your friends that you did.
Tell them that we're like Howard Stern and we're so shocking that they'll have to listen to us.
We're very shocked.
We said boners so many times.
Boners?
I've got a boner. Like she said boner again.
I've got a boner right now.
Ugh.
Boner. But, God. Now I'm distracted.
Looking at
my boner. It's impressive. I'm saying. If you, sir, or madam from China, would like to send us an email,
please do,
and the gentleman from Turkey, please, or anyone else in the United States, like Mr. Sims, please send us an email because we'd like to know who you are.
If you're just gonna sell us stuff,
even if it's just spam, for the love of God, this email box is empty. All it's filled with right now are websites I keep joining to try to...
get people to listen to us.
To get people to listen to us and to find out, to spread our name around. But since we've got such a low following, they're not following through with anything. So please email us at awoapodcast, that's awoapodcast@gmail.com. www.thefreshmanpodcast.com. You probably have already found us on iTunes, and while you're there, please vote 5 stars. We've had a couple people vote 5 stars for us, but I guess we need more because it says that not enough people have voted to show the numbers.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah. Also, you can write a review on there as well of what you thought of the show, good or bad. Good or bad. Good. More than bad.
Yeah, put some good ones.
A friend of
mine. At least give us 5 stars, even if you badmouth us.
Exactly. That's 5 stars. They were terrible.
Terrible. 5 stars.
What a waste of an hour. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Because really, what are you going to do?
You're
at work. You're driving. You listen to all your other podcasts. You might as well just listen to us because we'll entertain you for an hour.
At least
an hour. Half hour in this hour is probably entertaining.
Yeah.
My friend Courtney said it's like listening to a random conversation we used to have at our old job.
Now, see, who wouldn't want to listen to that?
We had great random conversations. So I guess that's it. iTunes. Or go to our Facebook page, Another Waste of a Podcast on Facebook. Please join our 6 friends. And I guess we're going to leave tonight with some Iron Maiden.
Of course we are.
Because no, not Iron Maiden, because I don't have it on my iPod right now. But we're going to leave it, since I don't want to get sued. My friend Anthony had a band a few years ago called, I don't even know what they were called. Go back. Oh, called Scrounge for Change, and then they changed their name to The Cut. So we're going to be listening to a song called My Addiction, Adam.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, Dave.
Liz.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, Liz.
Y'all have a great night, and thanks for listening. See you.
Hey.
No, well, don't see you.
You know that was lame.
You know what helps? I had all the volumes turned down, and then I cranked all the volumes up. I hope someone stopped. And then I realized I had unplugged it because I thought it was giving a weird vibrating sound that I didn't like. So I'm going to turn the volumes back up again and see if this works. It's a little better. Good night, everybody.
Good night.